Yeah, so it's for your own good to be under authority.
Imagine
this, what if something harmful is about to happen and your parent warns you and he says, stay or come, yeah, because of something dangerous happening. What if a child is used to respond the third time, or the fourth time, or the fifth time? A child might end up dead.
Yeah, so
children obeying is even an issue of safety. Yeah, when there's a hazard, you need your children to respond directly so no harm comes to them. Yeah, and isn't life like that? Aren't a lot of things in life not that you have a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth chance?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can do one time and ruin your life with. One time you don't obey the instructions, yeah, of not playing around with a saw. And the rest of your life, you could have no fingers. Yeah, children need to be trained to respond directly, to listen the first time, to show respect to the parents.
Yeah,
well, God has given them to help them grow up. Yeah, so we need to expect these things from our children, and we have to have high expectations. First, that they obey their parents. Second, that they work and serve. And third, that they reverence and respect their parents. Here's what we also expect of our children. Children, you are expected to eat what's put in front of you.
Ecclesiastes
10:15-18. 15-18. I can think, what on earth, what scriptures are you gonna use for this?
I don't like it.
Ecclesiastes 15-18. The labor of the foolish weareth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning. Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season for strength, and not for drunkenness. But much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through.
مهنت احمقان ایشان را خسته می سازد، زیرا راه رفتن به شهر را نمی دانند. وای بر توی سرزمینی که پادشاهت غلامی بیش نیست و صاحب منصبانت صبحگاهان به ضیافت می نشینند. خوشا به حال تو ای سرزمینی که پادشاهت نجیب زاده است و صاحب منصبانت در وقت مناسب ضیافت می کنند. به جهت نیرو گرفتن نمی گذاری. از تنبلی سقف فرو می ریزد.
Yeah, so the first verse, the 15 and 18, are more about work and deals with not being lazy. But verse 16 and 17 also talks about eating. And it gives the primary reason why we have to eat. Yeah. For in verse 17, yeah, it says, and the princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. So why do we eat? It is so we have strength, so we can do work. Yeah, so we can get things done. Yeah, when you need to work hard, you need to eat good. Now, what do we not eat for? And it says drunkenness. Now, why would it use the word drunkenness in relation to eating?
Now,
here's the idea. Why do people drink alcohol and get drunk? Because they think it brings them pleasure. Yeah, I'm not against enjoying good food, absolutely not.
Yeah,
but the primary purpose for us to eat is to have strength. Yeah, not to have pleasure. And mom, I really enjoy the food and I like the combination of strength and pleasure. Yeah, but sometimes we have to eat things that we don't really like so much. But we eat them because we know it's good for us. And the same we should expect for our children. We should teach them to eat what's good for them. We should teach them to eat what's on the table. Yeah, some of my children not always eat their salads.
همیشه سالاداشون رو نمیخورن.
Yeah, why?
چرا؟
They like something else better than the salad.
یه چیز دیگر بیشتر از سالاد دوست دارن.
But they need to learn to eat the salad as well.
اما سالاد هم باید بخورن.
Yeah, because it's important for them, for their strength, for their health.
برای سلامتیشون که سالاد
بخورن. Yeah, they need to learn not to be picky eater.
یاد بگیرن که
And I'm not saying that you have to force a child to eat something that is a special food they really, really cannot stand.
But
in general, they need to learn to eat normal food. And not only chicken nuggets and fries.
My mom
is here, so she remembers this. There's one thing that in the past I simply couldn't eat. It was a dessert. Haagse bluff.
Yeah.
And I would make me throw up.
بالا می آوردن من.
It's horrific. I don't want to talk about it. I'm just giving you an example. For the sake of making a point, I'm just giving you an example. I would gag eating that stuff.
می خوردم اوق می
زدم.
But of course my dad and my mom wanted me to learn to eat everything.
Yeah,
so in general they would push me to just eat whatever was on the table. Yeah, of course after my mom saw how much was struggling with this, she decided not to make it anymore for me. But that was an exception.
Yeah,
the rule was eat what's being put in front of you.
Yeah,
we are to expect it of our children.
That they will just eat
so they learn to be not picky either. Yeah, not to go to the kitchen and get something else for them. What they like.
Yeah.
And here's the last thing that we expect of our children.
And
children, what is expected of you?
بچه چه توقعی از شما داریم؟
And that is that you know how to behave in church.
تو کلیسا چجوری رفتار
کنیم؟ Yeah, we are a family integrated church.
ما خانواده کلیسایی هستیم.
Yeah, which means that the children are part of the service.
بچه هم دور هم نشستیم و با
We don't shipping them off to some program.
نمیفرستیم
some child care.
که بچه ها رو یه جوری سرشون رو گرم کنه.
And there's several biblical there's practical reasons and biblical reasons for that.
هم دلیل قانون داری هم منطقیه هم دلیل داریم.
We just and here's one we just read the letter of Ephesians, Ephesians 6. How did that start?
چجوری شروع شد؟
Children,
بچه‌ها،
obey your parents.
از والدینتون
اطاعت کنید. This is right in the sight of the Lord.
در نگاه خداوند درسته.
For this is right. Yeah, so what is this addressed to?
این مال چیست؟
Children. How was this letter read? It was read in front of the church. Yeah, they received a letter from Paul. It was read for everybody. And Paul specifically addressed his children inside that church. Yeah, children were part of the service.
And
we see the same in the Old Testament where the whole congregation, the whole assembly is together. There's not only men there. Yeah, there's men, women.
Yeah,
and they didn't leave the children home. Everybody was there. Yeah, and today there's more reasons why I wouldn't want to just leave children unsupervised. Yeah, but there's an expectation of how we want our children to behave in the church. 1 Timothy 3:15. Yeah, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
اما اگر تأخیر کردم تا بدانی که چگونه باید در خانه خدا رفتار کنی که کلیسای خدای زنده
Now, of course, Paul is addressing the whole church here.
It's not specifically addressing children.
But how do you think they're going to learn how to behave in the house of God? Yeah, they start learning as a child. And even small child is here and doesn't know that they shouldn't be crying and screaming. And okay, I understand that children need to learn. And at the moment, we don't have very small children.
But
I always said, when we had a baby, don't worry. I'm not bothered by it. Yeah, and at a certain point, you expect a child to know how to behave.
Now,
how does that look like? How are we expected our children to behave?
Now,
first of all, sitting still on a chair. sitting still on a chair.
رو صندلی نشستن درسته. فیونا.
Go sit.
بشین.
Yeah. Now, you would say, how can I expect a child to sit down for an hour listening to preaching?
بشینه. موعظه رو گوش بده.
You're asking too much.
زیاد خواستی.
No, that is actually quite normal.
خیلی طبیعیه.
The reason why a lot of children are unable to do that today
امروز قادر نیستن بشینن.
Is because they have an attention span for around 5 seconds.
چون تمرکز بچه‌ها 5 ثانیه از بین میره.
Because they are taught
یاد دادن
to look at stuff
فقط به چیزایی نگاه
میکنن. Where here's an explosion, there something happens, then there something happens.
اونجا اتفاق میفته بعد اینجا اتفاق میفته.
And they're learned not to be able to keep a focus.
باعث میشه که تمرکز
Stop putting children in front of all kinds of cartoons and movies and games and things like that. It is not helpful for them. Sit them down, read the Bible to them for half an hour. Yeah, so we expect children to sit still in a chair. And children need to learn to focus. That's normal behavior. That's expected behavior. Yeah. Okay, how does it look like to behave yourself in the house of God? Now, what about not interrupting the service by your actions? Like having to eat something, having to drink something, yeah? Having to go to toilets all the time. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 11, 20 and 22. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone that taketh before his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What, have ye not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not.
20-22.
Yeah.
پس چون شما در یک جا جمع می شوید برای این نیست که شام خداوند خورده شود زیرا در وقت خوردن هر کس شام خود را پیشتر می گیرد و یکی گرسنه و دیگری مست می شود مگر خانه ها برای خوردن و نوشیدن ندانید یا کلیسا یا کلیسای خدا را تحقیر می نمایید و آنانی را که ندارند چرمنده می سازید به شما چه بگویم آیا در این امر شما را تحسین نمایم تحسین نمی نمایم
It might surprise you.
شاید تعجب کنید.
But you're able to survive a whole church service without drinking, eating, and go to
the toilet.
It is possible. Absolutely.
Yes.
Children, it's possible.
Now,
I understand. If you need to go, you need to go. Yeah? I'm not making that point.
Yeah?
But if every time yeah, you're the one who has to go to the toilet,
اما اگه هر میشه سر یه وقت باید هی برید دستشویی
yeah there's something wrong
یه مشکلی وجود داره
yeah and parents understand that fluids with children equals toilet
بچه‌ها میدونی آب مساوی به دستشویی
yeah so if you don't drink children you don't have to go to the toilet
اگه آب نخوری
and then you don't disrupt the service
پس اون موقع لازم نیست
yeah church is not about eating and drinking
کلیسا فقط همش خوردن و خوابیدن
what is the main thing in church what's the most important thing we do That's the preaching of Word God. Yeah, we have worship for like 15 minutes, which prepares our spirits. We preach for 20 minutes. We preach for around an hour.
Yeah.
50 minutes to an hour, something like that. Yeah, but that's the main part. That's the most important thing we do. We go into the Word of God and we let the Word of God speak to our hearts. Yeah, I share scriptures with you. The Holy Spirit prompts you. That is the work of the Holy Spirit when we are together. Yeah, that is the emphasis. We want children to be able to focus. And that's directly the third thing. How does it look like that a child knows how to behave? Okay, the child needs to listen to the sermon. And I understand when somebody is 4 years old or 5 years old, he or she will miss most of it.
But
from 6, 7, 8, they pick up all kinds of things from the preaching that are important for their lives. Yeah, and children need to learn to listen and to focus when the preaching is going on. Yeah, it will help them to grow up. Help them to make right decisions in life because they receive wisdom that they need. Yeah. Hopefully, if you grow up in this church, yeah, as a child, by the time you're 12, you should be doctrinally sound. Simply because you've heard most of the doctrines preached on, you've heard the scriptures going with that,
و همه اطلاعات رو داری.
Yeah, so you're able to give an answer to somebody
who talks برای کسی که
who speaks about something and no, this is what the Bible says.
کتاب مقدس چه
داره؟ Why do you believe this? Oh, this is why we believe that.
چرا به این اعتقاد داری؟ برای همین به این اعتقاد.
And they should also in the same time be resilient against false doctrines because they know the truth.
غلط رو بتونیم تشخیص بدیم.
It's important for children.
کمک برای بچه‌هامون مهمه که گوش بدن به موضوع که خوب و بد رو بتونن تشخیص بدن.
Parents should expect their children.
از بچه‌هامون و مادر و پدرها توقع داشتن از بچه‌هاشون که به موضوعات گوش بدن.
Yeah, so all these things we expect from our children.
توقع داریم از بچه‌هامون.
Fathers,
پدرها,
yeah, you make sure that
مطمئن شید
you enforce these things.
که شما
that you train your children
از بچه‌هاتون رو بخواید و آماده‌شون کنیم برای اون موضوع.
Yeah, to get them on the right track.
And children,
yeah, these are things that the Bible tells you to do. Yeah, children are expected to obey their parents. For this is right before God.
Yeah,
children are expected to work and serve.
کار کنن، تلاش کنن، خدمت کنن.
Yeah, so also later on they turn out to be hard workers. Children are expected to reverence their parents, respect them. Yeah, so later on they grow up also have reverence and respect for God, their Heavenly Father.
به خداوند و پدر آسمانیشون.
Children are expected to eat what's been put from them.
هر چی که جلوشون گذاشته شه باید بخورن.
Yeah, we eat for strength.
برای قدرت.
Make smart decisions there. Children are expected to behave in the house of God.
بچه‌ها توقع داشتیم باشیم که در خونه خداوند درست رفتار
کنن. Yeah, as parents we should put these high standards for our children.
این استانداردهای بزرگ رو جلوی
بچه‌هامون بذاریم. So they grow up to be great people.
که آدم‌های بزرگی
بشن. So they will be godly men and women. Hard workers.
خانم‌ها و آقایون خداترس.
And we in turn will set a great example for our grandchildren.
نمونه‌ای باشند برای نوه‌های ما.
Amen.
آمین.